Proverbs for the day, February the 22nd, Proverbs 22 and verse 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. This truly is a deep passage because of its long-term results. Notice what he said. By humility and the fear of the Lord are, ready, riches, honor, and life. The problem with living on earth, which is where we live, is that we think many times we get to thinking, it's easy to think, we're prompted to think that this life is what all these verses are about. There's a sense in which he will help us, he will bless us. But in the New Testament, the riches, the honor, the life are far more than what we're thinking. You hold your place in Proverbs 22. We'll come back to the Old Testament in just a minute. But look at 1 Peter chapter 1 for a minute. You know, it's very important to know what's to you in the Bible. I don't tend to interpret my Bible by the books of the Bible. I interpret it by the teachings of it. Now, having said that, there is the first book of the church age epistles is Romans. So we know that as a book, it's to us. But we take the rest of the Bible and we apply what's in it, what's for us. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for, circle it, doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So all scripture is for us, it's just not all to us. However, beware of dividing your Bible by books. Divide it instead by how God dispenses his truth to others. 1 Peter chapter 1, look at verse 7. Let's start in verse 6. Wherein ye greatly rejoice. Okay, what is that about? The first five verses where he's talking about being kept by the power of God, by Jesus Christ, etc. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be. Ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now, ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Talking about eternal rewards in heaven. There's two groups in the passage. There's those who had seen him, and now he ascended, and they wouldn't see him. There's those like us who have not seen him, and yet we have believed him, and we have loved him, and we do love him. So there's the eternal sense of it. And we need to understand that these words, riches, honor, and life, have to do primarily with the life to come. For example, in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 18, riches and honor are with me. Yea, mark it, durable riches and righteousness. Durable riches. You know, durable is something that endures. It's something that doesn't wear out. Something that has some substance to it. What you and I want is durable riches. Now, we know that riches make themselves wings as an eagle. We know that he said, thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. And so there's a little prophecy over in Isaiah that just gives us a picture. You ready? Proverbs, Isaiah 23:18. Her merchandise and her hire shall be holiness to the Lord. It shall not be treasured nor laid up, for her merchandise shall be for them that dwell before the Lord, to eat sufficiently and for durable clothing. Okay? And so the idea is that the world is looking for something durable. The world is. And in this prophetic passage, you know, talking about Tyre and coming back up and her merchandise. And so they think they're going to endure. Well, the world thinks they have something that's durable. They think they have something that'll last, but they don't. But we do as believers if we live by humility and the fear of the Lord. Now, humility is not just being a mushy and mealy mouth and all that. Humility is a frame of mind, a spirit of heart and soul, an attitude. The fear of the Lord is a complete way of thinking. You cannot be wise without the fear of the Lord. You can't be. You might build a building. You might create a cell phone network. You might do surgery. You might even do intricate things. But you can't be wise in God's eyes. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That's significant. And so he said, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. Well, what kind is he talking about? You know, you got to kind of choose. Well, you do have to choose, not just kind of. But you got to choose. What honor am I going to seek? What honor am I going to allow to motivate me and move me? And so he says, for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. These are good verses to put to someone who's religious. These are good verses to put someone who might fancy themselves, you know, wanting to remain a Jew, for example. But they're especially good because he says, you believe in God, do what? John 14:1, believe also in me. Okay? So he says, he that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. So, by humility and the fear of the Lord, there are riches and honor and life. Those are things that we should want. He says in that same passage in John 5, verse 44, how can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Mark it, John 5, 44. A lot of guys today and a lot of people are trying to get it on both sides. And God says, there will be a measure. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. But friend, listen up. Friend, listen closely. There is an honor that only God giveth. Go for it first. If you get the side honor, fine. But go for the honor, for the riches, for the life that only God gives. How do you save your life here? By giving it to God Almighty. How do you redeem your life for eternity? By literally handing it to God and saying it's yours. Lord, if you put me on the back side of nowhere, if you put me on a deserted island, I'm going to worship you every day. I'm going to pray. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to clean up my thoughts. I'm going to resist the old nature. I'm going to cast down imaginations. I'm going to mortify the deeds of the flesh. Why? Because, Lord, you're watching. There is an honor that cometh only from God. Seek that first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So by humility, keep humble. Keep your humility. Don't let some well-meaning people take it away from you. I mean, man, we understand the military aspect of this thing. We are right into it. But beware. We're not the few, the proud, even though there are some elite forces, and I have great respect for them. No, we practice humility and the fear of the Lord. We are soldiers of the cross. Soldiers of the cross.